This is an All Ears English Podcast episode 1027, Kids or Children? Plus, avoid this big mistake when you talk about small humans. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, we answer a question from a listener. Should you say children or kids? When should you use each of these words? Find out all of the kid lingo today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing really, really well. I just came back from the U.S. Open tennis. I went to see tennis. Wow. I saw Venus and Serena Williams in New York at the U.S. Open.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. Wow.
It was so cool. We were way high up in the stadium, like almost like the second to furthest back seat.
Yeah. But
we had a lot of fun and we got to wander. We went to the night session, which that is how you should do the U.S. Open. You know what I mean? Night sessions are the best. There's so much energy there. And I love tennis. So
how fun. Was that your first time going to the U.S.
No,
Open?
No, it was my second time. I went back in 2006, actually. But this time, you know, 10 years later, 12 years later, different story. I'm getting back into tennis these days. It's my old forgotten sport that I'm trying to revive.
Nice. That's so cool. What a great experience.
Yeah, so fun. So fun.
That's good. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you did that. And yeah, I look forward to hearing more about it.
Yeah, we'll get into it for sure. For sure.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Well, so Lindsay, I know we wanted to thank our reviewers who reviewed us in the Apple, Iowa, whatever we call it. I'm an Android girl, so I don't even know.
That's okay. We have a lot of places to review us, but guys, today I'm just going to yell out the names of our reviewers in Apple Podcasts or
That's
in your Stitcher app, or if you're listening on your phone. So thank you to Louise, D.L. Cheng from Taiwan, Emman Cardenzo from Peru, Aline Castro Silva from Brazil. Guys, these are awesome reviews. Your reviews, they keep us going. They keep us excited to podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much. And we also want to read one review that we got from a really great listener named Ale, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. So shout out to Ale. We're going to read this review. So he says, "Hi, Lindsay and Michelle. I'm Ale from Mexico City. I just recently heard the episode 1007 from your podcast. Congratulations to Michelle for her pregnancy."
Thank you.
"I like babies too. They are so cute."
Thank you so much, Ale.
You got a lot of notes from listeners, Michelle, about your pregnancy. That is so cool.
Thanks to everyone. That means so much to me.
Oh, that's awesome. So he says, I'm one of your listeners too from your podcast show. I haven't missed any of your episodes. I've listened to almost all of them, and I think your radio program is quite useful. I've learned so many new phrases and words through your show. Thanks so much for sharing those phrases. And he says, thank you guys. So awesome. Very excited to have Ale as a listener, and all of you guys, we so appreciate your listening every, you know, 4 days a week. That is so cool.
Yeah, guys, definitely. This means a lot to us. We love it. And yeah, keep them coming. It makes us happy.
Yeah. Awesome. What are we getting into today, Michelle?
Well, today we have a listener question about something that I think is really, really interesting. So it's about, you know what? I don't want to spoil it.
Okay. Don't spoil it. All
okay. Right. Lindsay, could you read this, the question?
Okay, let's dive into the question. So Fatima says, hi, Lindsay. Here's my second question. I guess she asked another question before. I work at a children's hospital. I sometimes ask parents how many children they have. Once in a while, I experience this funny conversation. Me, how many children do you have? Parent, do you mean how many kids we have? As if I asked how many cars they have. And sometimes they answer, we have 3 kids. Is it more common to use kids rather than children in informal situations or in general? By the way, the situation might be something regional. I'm not sure. I wanted to hear your opinion about these 2 words. And if you cover this topic, could you also add how one should address kids? Let's say at the doctor's office. The men usually address little boys as hey buddy or hey bud. Can women also say hey buddy? It sounds boyish. Are there any other words that you might suggest while addressing children? By the way, I have a 3rd question coming. Well, we're excited for that, Fatima. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much, Fatima. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Really interesting question. I'm a little bit puzzled by the question, actually. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah. So she's asking about the difference between talking about kids. Yeah. It's kind of weird that someone would ask, do you mean kids?
Right.
It's possible that the person didn't understand the pronunciation when
she
said children.
That's what I wondered. Yeah. I mean, because I don't think saying how many children do you have should confuse anybody. What do you think?
No. I think they're often quite interchangeable. I mean, we're going to talk about this. Probably children could be more formal in some situations. Right, Michelle?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's weird. I have a feeling that the person misunderstood your pronunciation, Fatima.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering about. So yeah, so children, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that word choice. I mean, yeah, I think that perhaps children could be more formal sounding than kids, but here you're in your workplace. So like there's no reason why you wouldn't use children. And in any case, it's fine. I mean, Lindsay, do you think that you use either children or kids more frequently or?
Honestly, no. I think they're so close. They're so similar and they're so interchangeable. Maybe 10% of the time you would choose children instead of kids in a more formal situation, but 90% of the time they're going to be interchangeable.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so like maybe I would use children. I'm thinking maybe like in writing, right? If I'm writing something for a little bit more formal. Or at the doctor's, I actually think that would be a time when I do it. Like, I have 3, you know, I have 3 children I need to make appointments for or something like that.
Yeah. I agree. Any kind of professional appointments, that kind of thing.
Right. What else?
But yeah. Oh, but in everyday conversation, you're talking to friends, you're talking to people, kids, you know, how many kids do you have and how many children do you have? Both are fine. Not children. So we don't say children.
Yeah. Wake up. You're doing some sort of like formal self-introduction, like in a class, like you're giving like a presentation. Hi, I'm whatever. And I have blank children, right? Maybe, right? But kids is also fine. So, using kids, you know, in formal situation, maybe you're meeting someone and you say like, oh my gosh, I have 3 kids too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I agree. Yeah. So it's kind of strange here. Probably a pronunciation issue.
Yeah. Or like I'm thinking even at a restaurant, like the kids menu, usually say the kids menu.
Yeah, not, well, you could say could you say the children's menu?
You could. Yeah. I mean, you could the children's, but I feel like I don't know. Yeah, guys, the point is it is very, very, interchangeable, but what is important to remember that children and kids are, thought of to be for younger people, right? So they're not like, you know, that what's the next step after a child or a kid, Lindsay?
Like a teenager.
Right. So, I would say children or kids for somebody younger than a teenager, like maybe like 13, right?
Yeah, I would say exactly.
Right. So, but one thing that I realized in thinking about this question is when someone is talking in general about how many they have of something like that, they may still say children or kids. So like, for example, I might say, somebody might say, I have 3 children and 2 grandchildren. They live in Texas.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily, so if you say I have 3 children and 2 grandchildren, like it sounds like your children might be adults, right?
That's true. Yeah. So if you want to be specific, are you saying that if you want to be specific that they're young? You want to say I have 3 kids or what?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if with the word children, like, because I was saying that, it's for, younger, below a teenager, but there is this other circumstance where we use children to talk about people who are even adults. Like, my mom would say, I have 2 children, like, but I'm an adult. I'm not below a teenager. Right.
Yeah.
But just when you're kind of describing like who's in your family, you might still say children for someone who's an adult, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you might say adult children, right? I have 3 adult children. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Have you not?
Yeah, you might say that. But the thing is, with another interesting point that, because I spent a lot of time thinking about this.
Okay, fair enough.
Another thing is, I wouldn't say like, this is my child when introducing an older daughter or son, right? Mm-hmm. So like you might say, I have 3 children, like they're adults. But if my mom is introducing me, she wouldn't say like, this is my child, right?
That'd be weird. No. That's so weird. This is kind of nuanced, actually.
That's what I realized as I was planning it. Because at first I'm like, they're interchangeable. And they are, but they're kind of these key points about, especially with the word children and child, that like you wouldn't say, this is my child. You would say, this is my daughter or my son or whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly. Guys, are you looking for expert tips and tricks for the IELTS exam? The only place you need to go is to IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, where Jessica and I are over there 3 days a week giving you the best tricks for the exam. We have 13 years of experience with this test. So go search for IELTS Energy Podcast and hit subscribe today, and we'll see you there.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Very interesting. Okay, so it's all about just guys listening, being present, watching TV shows in English, making sure you're paying attention to these more nuanced situations. Wow.
Right. And like in general, I think that the word kid or child is used less frequently than the plural. So like, like you wouldn't say like, this is my kid, or I have one kid, or I have one child. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I think you would typically say I have a daughter or a son.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So if there is just one of them, you would designate the gender. You would specify the gender, right? Saying daughter or son. Yeah.
Right. So that's just something interesting that I thought of that got me a little bit like, whoa, wait, I have to think about this for a second. Cause it can get a little bit complicated, when you think about it. So, but I think that the important takeaway for this is just that usually they are interchangeable. And, to our listener, Fatma, right? I think that, I agree with Lindsay. I think it could have just been that they misunderstood you or something like that. So, but I don't think that you're saying anything wrong.
Yeah, no, for sure not. And so this is interesting, Michelle. This is right up your alley because soon you're going to have a son, right? In just few months. And this is exactly probably what you are preparing for, right? To talk about your child, your children. Awesome.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I just want to get into one more thing because Fatma also asked us about like some other language, like buddy and bud.
I love this. Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think about that? She asked if buddy and bud only men should say that. What do you think?
No, this is so cute. Yeah. I think it's common for both fathers and mothers to say buddy or bud when they address a young boy.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. I've definitely seen mothers say, hey, bud, hey, buddy. I don't know. Maybe the tone of voice would be slightly different coming from a man versus a woman. But for vocabulary, I think both can say it.
Yeah. I think so too. I don't think that you should avoid saying this. I mean, is there like a word that you can think of? Like, would you call a young girl, hey, bud, or hey, buddy?
No. Yeah. I guess you might say, hey, sweetie, but you would, but that would be for both genders. You could address a boy, hey, sweetie. But for, I don't know if there's another gender specific way to address a girl, like a little girl. This is for little girls, right? Little girls, little boy. This is not for like a 15-year-old.
No. This is like for much younger.
But I guess like a parent of a teenage boy could say, hey, bud. That's I suppose you could. But yeah, we're talking about little kids.
There's also like kiddo. Sometimes people might say like, hey, kiddo or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, sometimes my mom still calls me kiddo.
Really? That's cute. I don't know. I mean, I can't think of too many other words. I mean, I feel like sometimes little girls get like, hey, princess or something like that. But like, I don't know. That I feel like this gets into a whole other conversation that maybe your mom should lead about like,
really interesting conversation.
Yeah, about like words that you use for children, like gender words, and I feel like we should talk. You should ask your mom about this topic.
We should. My friend just sent me a video, a study that was done, I think, in England, where they dressed the boy as a girl and the girl as a boy, and they had an anonymous volunteer come in and play with the child, and the way that the volunteers. Well, first of all, the toys that the volunteer selected to give to what they thought was the girl, but was actually the boy, were completely gender specific, right? And the way they talked to the child was very gender specific. It was fascinating. Maybe we can do a different episode on that, Michelle.
That would be really interesting. You got to send me that. I would love to do that because I just had another thought on that topic of something that I've heard before. We'll have to get into that. So, but yeah, I mean, I think that in answer to your question, you could say, hey, buddy. Like it doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man, you can say, hey, buddy, that's fine.
Exactly.
So, Lindsay, I just wanted to close this off with a little role play to put it all together.
Sounds good.
So in this role play, it's at a doctor's office and I'm the receptionist and I'm asking you questions. Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Okay. So you're here for your children. How many children do you have?
I have three kids. This is my son, Riley, and this is my daughter, Sarah. And I have a teenager, Rose, who's also here for her appointment.
Okay, great. Hi, buddy. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, sorry about that. My kids are so shy.
Okay, great. So, if we just go through this. So I said you're here for your children, right? So plural, right? And how many children do you have? And then what did you do?
I said I have three kids, so I interchanged it there. I could have said I have three children, would have been fine, right? I said this is my son, Riley, and this is my daughter, Sarah, and I have a teenager, Rose, who's here for her appointment too. Yeah.
Right. So here you didn't say like, this is my child, Riley, and my child or my kid, right? I think that like probably you wouldn't say that might sound like a little awkward. So you said son, daughter, and then, but with teenager, you did say that.
Yeah, that's true. I did say I have a teenager because that's a different stage of life. That's a totally different age.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so then I said, hi, buddy. Hi, sweetie. And then they didn't want to talk to me. So you said,
sorry, my kids are so shy.
Okay. My gosh. Okay. So yeah, there you go. So, I think another takeaway today is if somebody says, do you mean, like our listener said that they said, do you mean how many children? No. How many kids do we have, right? Mm-hmm. It might not be about the words you chose. I mean, you can try repeating it, right? So maybe they didn't hear you. Maybe they misunderstood. Maybe it's a pronunciation thing. I don't know. But, you know, the other thing is just, you know, mostly children and kids are pretty much interchangeable. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, I agree completely. They probably misunderstood what you said rather than didn't feel like your choice was appropriate. Yeah. Okay. So that's the important takeaway. And another key takeaway, guys, I want to make sure we don't get confused here. Never say children's. Don't put the S on the end. Yes. I misspoke earlier in the episode, made a mistake. Not a mistake, but I just added an S because it's early in the morning.
When it's early in the morning, you add an S. No, I don't
know. Weird mistakes. So guys, child or children, but never add an S at the end of children. Okay. Just want to make sure nobody comes away from the episode confused here.
Right. That is a huge important key thing that Lindsay just brought up. So be careful.
Yes. Yeah. Because that's actually, that's a mistake we really want to avoid. Okay. So awesome. Michelle, really good one and good topic for you to be thinking about here coming up really soon.
That's right. I'll pay attention when I'm at the pediatrician and let you know what other words I hear.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for hanging out today, Michelle. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.